Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We built it so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful. You got 5 seconds? You got 15 minutes? How about anywhere in between on any topic under the small business sun? We've got something that you can read, listen, ask questions. You can check out our Brain Trust members, whatever you want to do there, lots of stuff. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blasingame if you'd like to follow me there. I'm very excited about having our she's not a new friend, but she's new to the show. Margaret Shepherd is Director of Marketing Communications at the U.S. Chamber. Margaret, welcome back, and it's good to continue to have you with us. Giovanni Cortolo is with her, and Giovanni is an old friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member, VP of Small Business Public Policy at the U.S. Chamber, and nobody works harder than Giovanni for you and me, ladies and gentlemen, on small business issues. I have seen him in action, and he's a tireless champion for small business policy, small business issues. And Giovanni, we thank you for your work.
Thank you, Jim. I tell you, it's great to be here, and I tell you, we have our hands full here in Washington. We need a lot of help from the small business community to come in town and help us with some of this stuff.
You know, Margaret, Giovanni, I have never, and I have to say this, I mean, I've tried over the years, I've tried to be, you know, an agnostic reporter and correspondent of these things, but also always dedicated to small business issues. But I'll tell you, I have never felt as much under assault for the fundamentals with regard to the fundamentals of being an entrepreneur, being a small business owner, hoping to somehow, you know, make my way in the marketplace. I've never felt more under assault than I am right now.
Well, I have to agree with you, Jim. Somebody asked me, what's the environment for small business? And Yogi Berra said it best, the future is not what it used to be.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff happening here. And quite frankly, some of it has passed and some of it is in the pipeline. So
yeah.
We still need people to get active. We need people, and we need small business owners to take charge of their political environment as they do take charge of their financial environment.
Well, and part of that is what you guys are doing this next week with your summit, Margaret.
Right.
But now, talk to us about a little bit in the news is a Republican incumbent got beat in the primary in Utah.
Oh,
right? Bennett, Senator Bennett.
Senator
a pretty
Bennett.
Conservative Republican, right?
Yes, it's it shows you the temperature of the nation.
For incumbents. I mean, that was a shocker to me, Giovanni.
And it's unfortunate because Senator Bennett was a friend on many issues for us.
Yep. So it is the right going too far? Are they throwing the baby out with the bathwater?
Well,
what do you think?
Well, we're more or less issue focused. The politics is certainly something that individuals have to really gauge for themselves, but the individual issues, I think it's indicative of people feeling just absolutely upset with the incumbents. And you know, if you go outside of the Beltway here in Washington, you can really feel it. You can see it.
Mm-hmm.
You can see what's going on.
It seems, Margaret, that's the reason why a lot of people, a lot of these candidates on both sides of the aisle, but seems to me maybe more Democrats this year than Republicans, they're testing the water, and they don't like what they see, and they're getting out. They're preemptively getting out, aren't they?
Yeah, there's a lot of nervousness happening, and a lot of people making movements that are very early and unexpected. But you know, that's one of the reasons why we're gathering in Washington and making
mm-hmm.
sure that our small businesses get a chance to kind of get in there and get their piece said.
That's exactly right, Giovanni. What is the big issue at this very moment? What is ground zero for small business right now on Capitol Hill?
Well, you know, the dust has yet to settle on health care, and we don't even know half the stuff that's in the bill.
Yeah.
But even with that happening, Small businesses are getting hit every day. In fact, a proposal that came up last week that looks like it's going to be in the House Small Business Bill, and the Extenders Bill, which they pass, these are tax extenders they pass every year, is taxes on Sub-S corporations and pass-throughs.
What?
It's a payroll tax.
Wait a minute. The reason I have a Sub-S corporation is so that I can pass any income directly through to my personal account, and I'd be taxed twice, like with a C corp.
Oh, absolutely. Well, you take a certain amount in payroll, and a certain amount is distributed to your company, so you can grow your company.
Right, but it's taxed one time.
And
the distributions are not taxed for payroll because they're not payroll. They're distributions from an investment.
They're investment income.
So now, add on to what we just said. What are they talking about doing?
Well, it looks like it's going to be part of an extenders package where they're going to actually add payroll taxes to all sub-S distributions. And this is for personal sub-S companies and LLCs. So this is something that we feel is a sea change.
I may not have time to say this, but with rent that you collect from the business that you own, the building that you own, if you're in your own building, you can collect rent, but you can't collect a lot of rent, much more than the market will bear. They'll come in there and they'll make sure that you don't collect $100,000 worth of rent on rent that should be $20,000 and avoid that payroll tax. Are they going to have that kind of an indicator, you think? That kind of an indexing?
Well, it's hard to say. We only know that the proposal's coming through, and it's one that we're going to vigorously fight on Capitol Hill on this rally on the Hill.
It's all part of this assault that I'm talking about, folks. This is what I mean when I say I feel under assault. Tim Till, stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. We've got Margaret Shepherd with us, folks. Margaret is Director of Marketing Communications for the U.S. Chamber. She's been here talking to us about the Small Business Summit that's next week. Starts a week from today. And Giovanni Cortolo is along with us, too. He's a longtime member of our Brain Trust and VP of Small Business Policy at the U.S. Chamber as well. Margaret, quickly, one more time. The big event starts Monday. It's Monday and Tuesday, and then Wednesday we go to the Capitol Hill, right?
That's right, and we'll all be convening Monday at the Chamber for the start of the session. And, you know, like I said, it's a power-packed agenda full of really good, you know, people who are talking about the policy issues, and we have some marketing advice and lots of networking opportunities, businesses
networking,
from across the country.
Networking so. Like crazy. I mean, I've seen this, folks. This is going to be very exciting. And the first event, the kickoff is about, 2 o'clock?
It's 3 o'clock on Monday the 17th.
That's right, 3 o'clock. And then my panel is at 4?
Yes, that's right.
And then we got a lot of good folks there.
We'll have a cocktail reception afterwards.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. That kicks it off. Then all day Tuesday, and then the House, the Capitol Hill on Wednesday. And then give us the website again, please.
It's uschambersummit.com.
Folks, please go check that out. Go, even if you can't go. Go check it out anyway, and you might talk yourself into it. I think you will, because it's a lot of fun. I don't know how many I've been to these. I've helped them with a lot of these, and I'm so grateful to be invited back. Thank you, Margaret, for doing that. Thank you, Giovanni, for helping me contribute to what you guys are doing. It's very important. The work you do is very important, and I am so honored to be part of it. So thank you for that. I want to get back into the public. And by the way, just the regular website. If they want to join the U.S. Chamber, how do they do that, Margaret?
It's just uschamber.com, and there's a Join Us button right on the top, and you can click on that and get a lot of information.
So check that out.
Jim, one thing I'll tell you: a special invitation to your members and listeners. If they come, don't think they're going to be part of hundreds and hundreds of small businesses, which we will have. I will take any one of your listeners under my wing.
Thank you.
And make sure they get treated royally.
How about that, folks? You get the velvet rope treatment. So, and when you see Giovanni, he's as big as a bouncer. So, you know, you want to make sure you're nice to Giovanni, but he's a big guy. So make sure that you let them know, folks, if you get a chance to go. Giovanni, let's talk about something that's concerning me right now. I'm very, very concerned about this cap and trade thing that Kerry and Lieberman are trying to push through right now. It's already passed the House by a narrow margin earlier last year, and now they're talking about putting it through the Senate. This is the air that we breathe is about to be taxed. Now, folks, you might think I'm overstating that, but they're talking about carbon emissions, and every time you exhale carbon. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely, Jim. You know, as you said, it passed the House, and now they're trying to do something in the Senate. It'll be a completely different arrangement in the Senate, and it's hard to say whether they'll actually have time in this Congress to reconcile any differences and really get a bill out there. But unfortunately, it's moving the ball forward, and Kerry Lieberman have a proposal that they're looking to unveil, and originally it was going to have Republican support, but it does look like that may not be the case. They're looking to try to get a tax on carbon emissions, and it's one of these things that we have to be careful about.
Here's the thing that I've been saying that for a long time, that I don't. And this is what they're doing right now, folks. The way they're planning this legislation is really tipping their hand in how they think. Giovanni, Margaret, the United States of America could own this century with regard to energy, alternative energy, if we would put our entrepreneurial minds and emphasis behind creating alternative energy. Instead of promoting entrepreneurship and helping people develop these new energy sources, all they want to do is tax the old stuff and let the devil take the rest of it. That's a backward way of thinking about it, Giovanni, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, absolutely. And you got to be careful, because we can't unilaterally set ourselves in a non-competitive situation. This is a global economy. We're certainly willing to work in a global setting to doing something, but when you unilaterally as a nation put yourself at a competitive disadvantage, that's where you're going to really have problems.
You just can't do it. It makes no sense. And it's another part of the assault I've been talking about, folks. Giovanni, thanks for being here. Giovanni Cortolo, Margaret Shepherd, I'll see you guys on Monday.
Yes, see you soon.
Looking forward to it. I'll be broadcasting from there next Monday, folks, from their summit at the U.S. Chamber. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.